Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Today, I want to talk about mothers and the problems that can arise in life. I mean, there is an interesting dilemma that we received on our Facebook page. And I thought, have a listen anyway. It says, we moved my mother into our house around 2 months ago. Her health is failing slightly. And although she is in her early 60s, I wanted her to be around so I could help her. And I feel safer knowing that she's in the home. Now, don't get me wrong. She's not on death's door or anything like that. I love having her around the house, but she's become very vocal about how myself and my husband parent our 20-month-old child. For example, I'll give my son a toy and she will take it away from him, saying it's not safe. And it really annoys me because I wouldn't have let him, you know, have the toy if I didn't think it was safe. She's also been bugging me to get my son potty trained. He's not ready at all for that yet, and it's something I feel very strongly about because I know if you force your child to be potty trained when they're not ready, it can put them off. The other day, there was an incident where she tried sitting my son on it, and he wasn't interested, so walked off. He started to poo, and she went to my husband, "Quick, get him a potty!" My husband lost the plot and screamed at her that our son just wasn't ready, and off my mum went in a huff. They've barely said two words to each other since. Now my husband is demanding that she go. He says he can't handle her dictating how to parent our own child. I don't know what to do. I love my mum, but my husband is now giving me the ultimatum that basically it's him or her. Now, I get the situation here. The husband is sick of her making the rules around the house. And the wife understands that her own mother is cranky and interfering, as they can be sometimes. But obviously, it's her mother. So it's either he goes or she goes. And this is obviously coming to blows. But what would you do in that situation? Is the husband being petty? Or do you understand where he's coming from? I know that this is something that really gets on people's nerves. And it's hard to avoid sometimes. I mean, your mother is your aunt or mother-in-law has raised children already. And it's almost in their nature to try and help with your child. Sometimes they can get a little bit overbearing. And, you know, taking over the situation. And sometimes they can be good and a godsend and help you out immensely. But when they're living in your home and in your ear, it can get on your nerves. I want to get your thoughts on this. What should this woman do? The husband has said, basically, this is it. Either she gets out or I'm going. I'm sick of her in the house, telling her how to look after her home, how to look after her children and what to do in our lives. And she's saying, but she's me mam, you know, and I want her in the house. What would you do in that situation? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter?
How's it going, Niall?
How's it going, Peter?
Getting there.
Yeah, now listen, Peter, I have an apology to make to you. The person that said they would send in that video card never did, but I found one at home from a computer, yeah. A video card, and I looked it up online, and it'll work for Call on Duty, and I think I only took it out because I updated my own one. And I have it, so I'm going to bring it in here so you can. I'll get Aisling to get your address and send it out to you, all right?
Fair play to Niall.
All right, okay, so that I need, because the person who promised to send one in didn't send it in, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let your son down, but as far as I know, this will work well with GTA and Call of Duty and everything else, so it's a good video card, all right?
Fair play, that's brilliant.
All right, okay. As long as you know how to put it in, do you?
Yeah, well, he does. He can build it and do all
right.
That stuff.
All right, okay. Well, I'll get Aisling to get your address when we're finished today, and I'll send it out to you, all right? Now, Peter...
And a cheque for me services for the year.
So, Peter, what do you do in this awkward situation? You've got a mother living in the house, and the husband is pissed off at the mother-in-law and is kind of given the ultimatum. Either she goes or I'm going.
Well, first and foremost, the reason why couples get their own places and have their own children is to get out from underneath their mothers and fathers and raise their families and live their lives. I understand probably a situation or circumstance came about where the mother had to probably move in with somebody, don't know whether to be taken care of or lost where she was living or whatever. But
I think the daughter just moved her in because the mother was, she's not, it doesn't sound like she's on death's door and everything like that, but she wants to keep her there because she thinks she's unwell.
Yeah.
Failing but health.
That's good on behalf of the daughter. But when it comes to mothers and fathers raising their children how they want, older people have a way of raising children. Like back in the day, our mothers and fathers raised us completely different. We live in a completely different society today, where probably the mother's working, the father's probably working, they're not seeing much of each other, and then when he gets home, the mother-in-law could be constantly on him. But the only solution to the problem is for them to sit down and to put it on the table and just say, look, to the mother, I know you mean well, but can you leave us to raise our children the way we want to raise them, and let's move on with that, and hopefully the husband's all right with that. But if the mother is like, if there's a baby running around with no clothes on and he's pooing all over the floor, whatever, of course, not only would a mother have something to say, but even if your neighbour was in for a cup of tea, they'd have something to say about it.
But I think this conversation about the potty training is just the tip of the iceberg. I think the conversation had already been told. They had already said to the mother, look, we know what we're doing here. We don't feel he's ready for it yet. And the mother got involved and said, quick, get him a potty. When he ran off pooing all over the place.
Yeah, well, if I put my shoes in the man's position, I would probably be the same.
I remember actually a funny story. I remember when my son, who's now 24, he'll be mortified that I'm talking about this on the air, but I remember when he was like 3 or 4, we were trying to toilet train him rather than potty train him at this stage, right? And, he didn't obviously have a nappy or anything like that. But when he needed to do a number two, right, we'd be trying to get him to go to the toilet, and he would literally run around the back garden in pain before he would go to the toilet. We were going, just go to the toilet. And he'd be running around the back garden and jittering and everything else. He just wouldn't do it.
Oh, my goodness. You abused the poor child.
It was terrible. When I look back at it now, it was actually funny at the time. But I mean, obviously the mother is interfering and saying, no, you need to potty train the child now. And the father is saying, look, butt out. She's now not talking to the father. Like, she's got a bit of a huff now.
Probably a good thing.
He's right.
If it's his house and his wife's house and they're trying to raise their children and the child is not getting neglected, well, then the mother should take a back seat. But I also understand mother's instinct as well, that, you know, they want to be involved with the kids, and they want to, sometimes they mightn't think they're doing wrong. And my brother lives at home with me, ma. He has 4 daughters, and his wife and my mother gone great, because they have they don't have an agreement in place that you stay out of my business, you stay out. No, but they have the same sort of way of raising the kids, you know, and 4 daughters now. They always slag me brother, the poor thing, because he's living with 6 women altogether. But my mother doesn't like get involved to the point where she'd be like, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that. She's sort of laid back, and she allows me brother and his wife to raise their children. And unless, as I said, there's a kid running around with no nappy on, or the kids are at danger, my mother wouldn't get involved, like, unless it got to that. And I think that's the way the mother-in-law should be. Unless there's a child at risk or something, it shouldn't really affect the mother-in-law. She's raised her kids. She's done her duty. Now she should be just resting, taking her time off, watching a few programs on the telly, and staying away from it.
I just think, I do think, but having a mother living in the house is a recipe for disaster. I just do. Well, stay there for a second, Peter, because John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
How you doing, Al?
I think, John, maybe I'm wrong, but having a mother-in-law living in the house is just a recipe for disaster.
It is. I have to say, Niall, and before I start, The Fairy Tale of New York, can I not play the record anymore? Am I not allowed to? Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Now, getting back to your topic. No, that would be toxic for any relationship. I mean, psychologically, on a psychological level, can you imagine now a husband going home or a wife going home after a hard day's work, and the mother-in-law sitting there going, do this, do that.
Dictating what should happen in the family
home.
Yeah,
the dictation of her alone. I mean, it would drive you demented. I mean, you can't disagree with the guy saying, listen, sort this one out or sort yourself out or I'm going.
Yeah.
You know,
it's either her or me, yeah.
Yeah, because your family, look, you're a family man, you know all this stuff yourself, you have kids and all the rest, but I don't. But you know family life is precious, and the last thing you want is any interference in it. And look, we all love our mothers, we all love our fathers, but there is a role they play and there is a role they don't play in your future relationships or your future family life. And I think in that case, that guy is perfectly right. obviously things are coming to a head big time. And I mean, I heard you saying that the mother wasn't in any danger or anything like that. So what the hell is she doing in the house in the first place?
Well, I suppose the daughter wants to have her there in case anything happens, or I don't know what the, she doesn't mention what illness she has or whatever, but the daughter just wants to have her there. Yeah, and I understand why she would want that, but you have to remember that you're married. And your husband, or be even if it was the other way around, it was the husband moved his mother in, she's
absolutely
your wife, and she has to be the most important person in your life, not your mother anymore. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I think it's a comfort blanket people bring. Like, women more so than men will say, look, I'll have the mother in because she's somebody to talk to, or if I have a problem, I can run it by her, or she can mind the kids and we can go out. I think it's more a comfort blanket, if you can put it in those terms.
I mean, I remember speaking to a guy years ago, and his mother, or her, his wife's mother was living in their home. And he said he felt like he was the fourth child in the house because in front of the mother, the wife treated him like a child. It was a psychological thing that he felt that he was undermined constantly by the mother living in the house. And I can understand exactly why that would happen.
And let's not forget, Niall, I mean, if the mother-in-law takes any umbrage towards the husband, or she doesn't like the husband for any, that's going to be quite toxic in its own way as well, because that's just going to be a running battle that she's going to be continuously undermining him in the home, or him in the family life, or the marriage. So that, again, can become problematic in a lot of ways for a lot of people.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, Peter.
Sorry, yeah, my apologies.
We also live in a society today where a lot of grandparents are rearing their grandchildren, where, you know, mothers will drop kids off in the morning and pick them up in the evening because they can't afford childcare and that.
Yeah, no, so, I get that. I know where they can come in handy. I do understand where they come in handy. Or you drop them off in the granny's house, you know, to be looked after. That's a different situation. But when you have, you know, the mother or granny to the kids living in the house,
shouldn't be the end all, the be all of everything. No, it shouldn't be.
I think it's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
Having your mother living in the house.
Mm.
Do you not think so, Peter? I know people, somebody texts in here and says, your mother is your mother, you only have one mother, and I get that. But in saying that, it can be for a husband or for a wife, having the mother of your partner living in the house, I mean, it can just be a disaster. It can be a complete disaster.
If it causes friction and fighting, well then, it's not only having an effect on the marriage, it's having an effect on the children. There's not a good atmosphere in the house.
Well, clearly not in this case. There's no the atmosphere is stressful now because the husband and the mother are not talking now. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why they need to get a sit down, put a shotgun on the table, twist it around and see where it lands, who starts and who goes.
No, but I mean,
game of Russian roulette.
Just getting back in there. Can I get back in there, Noel? I mean, you're talking about that marriage breaking down, and I mean, that could have been a healthy marriage before that. And the last thing is, that husband could be saying, listen, you know, it's you and me, not your mother, not your father, whatever the case may be. And the fact
is... I didn't marry your mother.
You know, because of the mother. I mean, even the mother should realise, look, I'm getting in between these two people, and I shouldn't be. You know, she should have that sense.
Well, some mothers do have sense in those situations, but some don't.
They should do.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, lads, I have to go to the hit bit as well. Thank you very much indeed. Some messages coming in WhatsApp as well, just to mention too. Let me just play one or two of these. Yeah.
Niall, tell her to tell the husband she's going to have a chat with her mother, and she's going to have to tell the mother to change her ways, or the husband is staying and she's going to have to go. I think that's just it. Cheers, pal.
She's going to have to go.
First of all, she only has one mother, and I'm sure the mother means well, but at the end of the day, it's going to be with her husband for the rest of her life. And if she doesn't fancy that, and then out him and move the mother in. But
I get you. Keep taking your... I didn't play that all that message, did I? Oh, there was more of that message, but I do apologise.
First of all, she only has one mother, and I'm sure the mother means well, but at the end of the day, it's going to be with her husband for the rest of her life. And if she doesn't fancy that, and then out him and move the mother in. But unfortunately, a marriage is a two-way street, and he married her, not the mother or not the family. So I wish him well, but it is a dilemma. It's one I've faced twice, actually, in my lifetime. And twice I left them because they weren't going to leave their mothers. So there it is. Thanks, enjoying the show. Keep up the good work.
Oh, you were in that situation twice, where basically it was either you or the mother, and twice you finished up in the relationship. Okay, that can happen. See, when the mother moves in, you know, it can... The relationship becomes three people then. Not you and your wife anymore. It's you and your wife and your mother. that you have to deal with. And what can happen in those relationships too is sometimes, you know, an argument, say, between you and your missus, and people have arguments all the time, an argument between you and your missus becomes between you and your missus and her mother, because her mother will take her side in a lot of cases. And vice versa, by the way, it can be the way around too. It can be the husband's mother moves in. That can be equally a disaster. But there are people texting in says that you only have one mother. Feck the husband. Let him go if that's the way he feels. Oh, you can't do that either. All right, well, let me know what you think. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. Who comes first? Let me ask the ladies out there today, right? Who comes first? Your mother or your husband? Who's first in your life? I personally believe, no matter how much you love your mother, your wife comes first. If you're a woman, I want to hear from you. No matter how much you love your mother, should your husband always come first? Like, if your husband falls out with your mother, depending on what happens, who should you stick with? I believe your husband. He's the one you married. He's the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And he should be equally important in your life, if not more important in your life. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Somebody WhatsApped in there, your husband? Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And by the way, they just WhatsApped in yesterday. I must have missed that one. Thank God you're back, Niall. We really missed you. I hope you're managing to keep the eye on your mental health, because we need you, mate. At least you have a wonderful new partner keeping an eye on you. Much love. Alice, thank you very much indeed. That's a lovely message. And thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate it. And yes, she is indeed a wonderful partner. Without her, I wouldn't know what I would do. This interesting email, by the way, about the mother kind of taking over a little bit. And now the husband's not talking to her. He's gone to the wife and he said, right, that's it. I'm sick of her. Sick of her in the house. It's either her or me. She's telling us how to live our lives. She's telling us how to look after her own child, for God's sake. It's her or me. One of us is going. And I can understand the position he's in. Absolutely. I could imagine it. It would be hell on earth sometimes, depending on the type of mother. Some mothers are wonderful and they're non-interfering. But it should be like, it's your family. I mean, there's a little family there, the husband and the wife and the child. Why would they want the mother living in the house? It'd be like a nightmare, wouldn't it, if she was that dictatorial? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Niamh, you're on Classic Hits. Hi, Niamh.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Well, well, have you got the COVID?
No. Smoking too much.
Yeah. All right, okay. Okay, bring some reason into this, Niamh, the voice of reason.
Oh, God. Do you know what I think? I think, did you say she was only in her early 60s?
Well, who, the mother? Yeah, she's in her 60s, yeah.
Jesus. Well, they've years of this ahead of them.
So yeah, I know, yeah. She's going to be there forever, isn't she?
Yeah, she's never going anywhere.
Because I don't think she said her health isn't that good, but in saying that, she did say she's not on death's door. So she's clearly not that sick. You know what I mean?
I think what needs that look at... They've done it now. They've moved her in. They can't make her homeless, right? So,
well, yeah, but maybe she has her own house as well.
Maybe she does. Maybe she does.
Maybe they could chuck her out again.
Maybe they could, but if they can't... They all need to, you know, sit down like grown-ups, right, the three of them, and thrash this out and say, look it, we love you. Sometimes
the husband
you're
doesn't,
lovely.
No, the husband doesn't, suddenly, he doesn't
pretend,
seem to love
you. Just pretend. You have to pretend now. Yeah. And you say, look it, this is how it has to go. Maybe she doesn't realise she's overstepping, because some mothers don't, you know. Sometimes I do it and I don't realise I'm lecturing my daughter.
Right.
Until she gives me that look and I go, oh, right, okay. You know, so maybe she doesn't realise she's overstepping. So sit down and say, look, we need to set some boundaries here.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate your help, because you don't want to blank out the help either, because sometimes the help can be brilliant. So we appreciate your help, but here's the boundaries.
So do you think we kind of step in people's relationships and we don't realise that we're overstepping the mark a little bit? And yeah. Okay.
Of course we do. I mean, I'm in my 40s and my mother still does it. She doesn't realise she's doing it, and then she'll say at the end of it, now I'm not going to lecture you, and then you get
and then she lectures you. Yeah,
yeah. And you know, you think, God, you know, I'm in my 40s, I've managed to keep kids alive, I'm doing okay. But she's only trying to help. And
yeah, but see, my mother would have done it from her own home. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She would have said, you're not. And you know, when my kids were very young and maybe they'd be crying at night, they'd be in the bed or whatever, you take them into the bed, and my mother would say, that's the worst thing you can do. Don't let me hear that you've done that. You know, I don't want to know about it. You take them out of the bed, put them back in their cot. And they'd be telling you, that's not how you do it. Or I hope you're not still, you know, I hope he still hasn't got a nappy on him now at this stage. And all that. And, you know,
they'd
be
16.
Yeah, they're 16.
Might be time to toiletry.
Yeah. You should have the toilet trained by now, God's sake. Don't be listening to that nonsense from them. But in saying that, she was doing it from her own home. So that's bad. I didn't have to listen to it if I didn't want to, you know?
I think it's difficult when you're not the actual biological child of the particular parent. So when you're the other, as the mother would probably look at it, the interloper.
Yeah.
You know, it's harder because you can't stand up and have a stand up row with your mother-in-law, because the wife is going to take the mother's side, then the mother is going to act all hurt and all hell is going to break loose, and he may as well just go sleep in the shed for Christmas because it's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
So he has to learn to pick his battles.
Yeah.
And this ultimatum thing won't end well for him.
The problem the husband will have always here is, although she is admitting in her email that her mother is annoying, right? And she is admitting that her mother is wrong, but blood is thicker than water.
But it's her mother, and we all, you know...
But it's her husband, Niamh, it's her husband.
It is, but at the end of the day, if you know, it's like one of those situations where if I'm giving out about my family, I can do it, but if anyone else gives out about them, I'll go to bat for them.
That's
because
that's
they're my
saying.
Family.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
So who comes first in your relationship, your family or your husband? Or partner, sorry.
Oh, my partner.
Yeah, but that's the way it should be. That's always the way it should be. And
well,
you should back him up 100%.
He's my family.
Yeah.
And he's the next.
He's your new family, yeah.
Yeah, I've moved on to this family. And they were my family when I was a child. Now this is my family because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But if it came to us, and it'd be very difficult because you'd be, I feel sorry for her. She's so caught in the middle. God love her. You know, she's probably caught listening to her husband giving out about her mother and her mother giving out about her husband, and she probably has a headache and just wants to run away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they all need to sit down, have a really long, you know, chat. Nobody shouting, nobody roaring. Everyone gets to have their say and just say, look, we love you. We like having you here. Boundaries, please. These are our
Okay,
children.
Well, hang on. Let me go to Breeda as well. Breeda, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Breeda?
I'm grand, Niall.
Okay,
so
according to Niamh, you need to set the boundaries, you need to sit her down and have a chat with her and basically tell her who's boss.
But, I mean, she's only in her early 60s from what I'm gathering
yep.
from your email. I'm 60 years of age,
yep.
and, I mean, unless she's not able to look after, you know, she thinks...
No, I don't think she is. I don't get that impression. No, I don't get that.
But then I think she should go back to her own house and just come and visit every so often. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but I would side with the husband in this instance. I think, you know, I can understand if she was frail and, you know, really needed to be minded and stuff. But, you know, other than that, I wouldn't like my daughter to think she'd be taking me in the next couple of years because...
The telling point is, like, she clearly says that she, you know, she says her health is failing but in her 60s, but now she does say she's not at death's door or anything, right? And she also says, I love having her around, but she's becoming vocal about how myself, my husband, parent, our 21-year-old child. So even the wife recognises that she's an irritating mother.
Well, then she needs to say, Mom, you know, we tried this, it didn't work. I think it's time you went back to your own house. And we'll revert back to the way we were. You know, if she suddenly becomes a lot, you know, becomes more ill, then maybe re-look at the whole thing. But for the moment, I can't see. I think the mother is probably, she's using her daughter's feelings to get her to let her go and live with them. You know, maybe she's lonely, and I can understand that. But, I mean, you have to make a life for yourself when your children are gone, too. You can't depend.
She's clearly a widow, obviously.
Yeah.
Or maybe separate from her husband or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not fair for to be playing on the daughter's feelings that, you know, we're all getting old and all getting frail as we go along. Hopefully we'll all stay healthy and well to a point, but I mean, I just can't understand what can be so wrong in her early 60s that she has to live with her daughter. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I would like my own independence. I would assume she would too.
Okay, well, do me a favour, because I have to go to break. Stay there, both of you, by the way. Loads of people are texting in and WhatsApping as well. The number is 087-188-0008. Send me your WhatsApp messages too.
Niall, there's not a chance in hell that my mother-in-law would be coming to live with me under any circumstances. She'd be going to a home. Because it'd be just a recipe for war if she was to come into my house and start telling me what to do with my kids and how to live my life.
You say it as it is, pal. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. By the way, we had a Barney earlier on in the office too about Christmas trees. I'll come to that in a second and I'll ask you all about it, by the way. Niamh, sorry, real or fake Christmas tree?
I have a fake one.
Breeda, real or a fake one?
Yeah. What?
A real or a fake Christmas tree?
Oh, a fake one, Niall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fake all the
100%.
Way.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They're more beautiful. They're more fuller. They're everything, aren't they?
Yeah, and you can put them away.
Easier,
you
right? Put them away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Put them away.
And you don't get that smell off them and all that pine things falling on the floor that you have to hoover up every day.
Yeah, now, now you need, if you're going to get a fake one, you have to get a good fake one, right? No, Norwegian spruce or something. Like, they're about 200 or 300 quid. But they're worth it.
Yeah, I only got a new one this year, but the last one I had for 25 years. And it was dear at the time, but it more than paid for itself. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, because when you get a, when you buy a real Christmas tree some years, they just look absolutely awful. There's nothing, there's no density in them at all. You can see through them.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, I wish you all the way.
Okay, Jude, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jude? Oh, sorry, Jude. I didn't switch on there. That was Japers, Jude. What am I up to? That's my own fault. Sorry, Jude. How are you?
Great, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, Jude, what about the mother-in-law living in the house?
I'd be with the husband here. Like, what he should do is leave a whole load of brochures for care homes around the place. Maybe that might shut her up for a while.
Brochures for care homes?
Yeah, leave them on the coffee table or on the settee or on the kitchen table.
You know? Like, give her the hint, like, if she doesn't behave herself, she's gone.
Yeah, that might do the job, you know, but he's right, like, you know, like, why should you have to deal with that sort of heartache? Like, there's only two types of good mother-in-laws. The ones that are dead and the ones that you don't have to live with.
Ah, stop, Jude.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. Have a bit of respect for the mother-in-laws of this world. Mind you, some of them, yeah, I can probably understand. They're very, they can be very interfering. That's what it would. But, Jude, if you're Hen, as you call her, your wife, right?
Yeah.
Is her mum still with us?
No, she isn't.
All right. But if she was still with us, right, you know, and in her 70s or 80s, and, you know, and she needed to bring her, to, you know, she was concerned about her loneliness and said, Jude, I want to move me mam in.
Not a hope. Not a hope.
No.
I wouldn't, because I like my independence. I have my own house, I have my own family, my wife. I'm not into this thing of, you know what I mean? You're like, you have to bring in the, you know, the extended family. You know, you move away. I wouldn't do it now myself. I wouldn't. There's no way I'd have it. Now, I got on with her, her old stick, you know.
Her old stick, as you call her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get on with her old man now.
Right.
I didn't get on with him at all.
Right, okay. Well, that can happen. You know, that can happen. Sometimes
and
it just
he's dead, thankfully. Now, I went to see him before he died in hospital. I just wanted to go in to see him.
What do you mean he's dead, thankfully?
Yeah, well, he was a horrible man.
But I hope she knows how you feel about him, because she knows now.
I told her, I wouldn't even talk to the man if I was in the same room.
But do you not think that's a bit offensive to her, a bit derogatory to her now, if she happened to be listening today, that you're telling the world that you're glad he's dead?
Yes, I even told her when she was in hospital, I went in once to see him, but that was just to see him suffering.
Oh, stop, Jude. I mean, Niamh, do you get on well with your in-laws?
No.
What?
No.
Breda, do you get on with your in-laws?
Well, I did get on very well with my mother-in-law, but she's passed since. But she didn't live in this country, so maybe that was helpful as well. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, I did like the woman. I thought she was lovely.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry to see her pass.
Yeah, but there'd be nothing worse than not getting on with them at all. Paul, well, stay there for a second, Jude. Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul? Paul, Paul, you're on that one there. Yeah, Paul, how are you?
You're having a busy day now.
I know, yeah, the technology's not working for me today. Paul, how are you?
How's it going, Ollie? Well?
Good, you live next door to the mother?
Yeah.
The mother-in-law, sorry.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and how does that get on? How does that work out?
She might as well be living in the house.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, that's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah, and does it cause a problem?
Big time. Oh, of course it does, yeah, big time, you know? Yeah,
right, okay. And is your wife aware of this problem?
Well, of course she is, yes, but...
And is your mother-in-law aware that she can be a little bit of a problem by times?
She doesn't care. Well, you know, the less I guess, she doesn't care about what I think. She's only more worried about what
she thinks. Oh, yeah. Right, okay. So you don't enter into it?
No.
Yeah, right, okay.
No,
and whose decision was it to live next door to her?
Well, we were looking at the way things were now. We were, when we tried to get married, she gifted us a piece of land and we built on the land.
Well, then you should be thankful, shouldn't you, to her, the woman?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, why are you giving out about?
Yeah, but
the woman did you a favour.
Did she?
She did. You couldn't afford to build out your own house and your own land, so she gave you a bit of land.
We could have fucking bought a house. Niall, you know, I mean, you know.
For what it cost to build the other one, yeah, all right, okay. All right.
You know, but...
Well, then why didn't you think about that at the time, then, you idiot?
Come here, look, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you fall in love with the woman you marry, and, you know, that's basically it, you know, you're...
Yeah.
Look, we're together over 20 years, you know, right. But...
Ah, well, you're stuck with it now.
Stuck with it now, yeah.
Ah, yeah. I'm sure she's a good woman.
Ah, she's great, yeah.
Paul, a real Christmas tree or a fake one?
That's another cross to bear in our house as well.
There'll be a row over that too, will there?
We have two trees every year, a real one and a fake one, to keep everybody happy.
All right, I get you. Listen, thanks very much indeed. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Damien Farrelly's on the way. He's going to brighten up the afternoon for you. Thanks, everybody, got involved in the conversations today, particularly the Fairy Tale New York one, which I found very interesting.